Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good feel on all the injuries, you know, with the different guys right now where we're at. Really not commenting on those things today. We'll comment on them later in the week a little bit more. I can give you information on Broderick and Nnamdi. Nnamdi is going to be out for the year. That's going to be a year-long IR. Brody will not be. It'll be the four-week IR.
And Roquan Smith going to miss a couple weeks, but he's been playing terribly anyway. Marlon Humphrey going to miss a couple weeks. He's been playing terribly anyway. We don't know about Nate Wiggins yet, but that looks bad. And we were talking in the open about this defense. Can it be fixed? Well, it would help if the name guys played like they're supposed to play, which I don't know is possible, but they're not even going to be out there.
Yeah, it was pretty shameful. Roquan Smith is, I know they think they're smarter than everybody else, but that extension looks horrible.
Well, he looks like he got his
tell
bag
his
and he
signature
stopped playing.
Moment. Yeah, tell me his signature moment since he got paid. I'll sit back and listen.
Well, what's really concerning is they restructured his contract again. You can't cut him next year, and he's got a cap hit of $33 million. So it's you're stuck with him through next season.
So that's fun. We wanted to start with the injuries and then John.
Like he looks even less interested than ever since the two D tackles aren't in front of him anymore.
Yeah, it was him and Marlon. It's really
bad.
They
were both getting picked on and they had no answers.
Think of it to your
part
point.
Of it to Marlon, putting him on Worthy was never going to work. Like that was never the matchup. That had to be Wiggins from the giddy up. But Roquan, they could throw at three different running backs. They could throw to any of them whenever they wanted, and he couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Roquan on the season, quarterbacks targeting him, 14 of 16 for 164 yards
automatic.
And a touchdown.
It's automatic.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get the injuries out of the way, but now Harbaugh. Let's get to the John Harbaugh yesterday, the offensive side of the ball. John, what about Lamar Jackson?
No, that was the case. There was no way he was going to go back in the game. That would the injury precluded it. You know, during the game, you know, you really just you're playing the next series as a coach. But there was no way he could go back in the game. I know Lamar. If he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how he is. So, but I can assure you that he would not have been able to go back in the game under any circumstance.
So there was a conversation in town yesterday that Lamar quit on them on Sunday and that he could have played because he was sitting on the bench.
It wasn't much of an educated conversation.
Yeah, and now Brian Wacker reporting he's not going to play this coming Sunday and could miss 2 to 3 weeks. So, yes, not a great conversation that was going on Sunday.
No, and look, he even if it was remotely iffy with the way that game was going, when you lose Ronnie Stanley and it's no boom and it looks like that, and your right tackle's already having the issues he's had all year, it would have been prudent to get him off the field no matter what. If you're not going to go for two, right, and you're going to be in that cowardly punt mode you were in the fourth quarter in Buffalo, then why have him out there?
It also just goes completely against who Lamar Jackson is and the competitor that he is. You don't think he wanted to beat the Chiefs and win an Arrowhead for the first time in his career and beat Patrick Mahomes for the first time since 2021 and avoid starting the season 1-3. I just never crossed my mind once that he quit.
Okay, Harbs, what happened on that series? Why back-to-back delay of game penalties?
Yeah, we were trying to check plays. One time a run play to another run play, and the next time it was trying to get a signal to get a pass route changed. And we just didn't handle the clock management well. We usually do a really good job of that. That's something, you know, I've had so many of those times over the years, especially, you know, really the last 7 years, where I'm watching the play clock, and you get nervous about it. But we've gotten the playoff numerous times. Even in that game we did where it runs down close, we always have a pretty good handle on that. But those two times we didn't. You know, those were aberrations for us. You know, and I thought we would get him off in both of those occasions. You know, with the communication we had, and we just didn't get him off. That was a really tough a tough series for us. I mean, the fact that we got knocked back on both those two plays, that really hurt us.
Yeah, and then add to that the intentional grounding. That was a pretty pathetic offensive series.
Well, no, I mean, look, the delayed A-gap blitzes, anytime they fired two people, anytime Spags blitzed two people from the second level into the interior of that offensive line, take the tackles out of it, it was a problem. They were not picking up the blitz. They really missed Pat Ricard against the blitz. I understand, like, they're really caught in a situation there with Henry. And I know there's people like more and more Henry. Don't worry, you're going to get plenty of Henry against Houston. I don't know how effective or efficient it's going to be. You're going to get plenty of it. But they needed Justice Hill out there because that was their best chance of not getting their quarterback completely destroyed by Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, it was a tough watch Sunday. And I don't know how, like, without Lamar Jackson this coming Sunday, and if you're just tuning in, Brian Wacker's reporting he's not going to play. I don't know what this looks like with Cooper Rush, but let's hear more from John Harbaugh. Now, I think this is where he starts going in on Monk a little bit. The offense had those bad series in the first half. What was going on there?
You know, offensively in the first half, you know, the second, third, and fourth series were the series that kind of dictated the game for us. It put our defense in a couple of tough spots, and those are situations where, you know, we operate better, we score points, and it's a completely different game. I mean, you know, what happened with the interception, I thought the linebacker made a nice play, but it wasn't a good play for us. It wasn't a good play call. It wasn't a play where we put our guys in the right position in that situation. I'm not happy with it at all. None of us are. They ran a, you know, double backer kind of blitz inside where they were right in Lamar's face, and we had downfield routes with no checkdowns, you know, and I think we were chipping our way out trying to take care of the edges, and they run an inside blitz, and it's not picked up. It's not going to be picked up, and Lamar throws it, and it's a tough throw, and the guy makes a nice play. I mean, the guy made a great play. I give him credit. Leo made a nice play, but that kills your drive when you're moving the ball right down the field. So, no, I don't like that play call at all, or that – the result of
that. Put
that
pick on Monk.
Then we have the series where we have the two delay games. I mean, that's what knocked us back. And then you're back there really second and 10, and you make another type of a situation where you invite a blitz, and now you got the penalty and Lamar backing up. I mean, that was a bad series for us. I mean, we just got to look at it honestly as a coaching staff and just say, that was not good.
I have the
put ourselves in that situation. Then the next one was a tip ball and screen. They defended and a tip ball.
We get it. We get it.
And you're off the field there. That was a more normal one. But those three series, I think, dictated the course of the game.
Right.
I do want to point out.
Not the fact you've allowed 133 points, bro.
One thing that I did find interesting, and I had a little brain fog. I had a thought come in my head and then go out, but it's back in. Mina Kimes, who we've had on the show and very smart, did a film study. And one thing that she felt was a little disheartening if you're watching the Ravens. The Chiefs at times basically did what the Lions did the week before with a spy, and they hadn't adjusted to it.
Not a huge revelation.
But
the Lions got it from the Chiefs. I mean, Spags has been doing it with his linebackers for years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what I say to John Harbaugh with that long-winded excoriation of his coordinator. Harbs, I'll bet you $1 million that I don't have, but you do, that if you put Cooper Rush at quarterback, Cooper Rush at quarterback this week, and Monk gets to call plays against what's left of your defense with Zach Orr, I bet you $1 million that he's not making Monk punt the way Spags did. What are we doing here?
I also want to point out for the interception where he was going to Mark Andrews and Harb said, Isaiah likely chipped the edge.
There was a hot route.
And he was wide open in the flats.
Yes.
Now, he probably would have only gotten a couple of yards, but it beats an interception. Yes. There was a player, a check down possible.
No, there wasn't. It was all Monk's fault.
Yeah.
That pick is on Monk's permanent record.
I do want to hear one more.
And Zach Orr gets a gold star.
Before we step out, what about the offensive struggles later in the game?
And then later, you're going to be aggressive. You're going to go for it. You go for it, and you don't have a good plan. You just don't. You don't have a good plan, and we didn't do a good job at all. We all know it. We all agree with it. We came up short. We didn't put our players in the position we needed to put them in to execute and convert on third and short and fourth and short. In the first half and throughout the course of the game. And that's just those are just like turnovers. There's no different than turnovers because you put your defense on a short field. So
yeah,
we just got to own all that, understand it. That was bad ball, and it can be fixed, and we got to fix it going forward. That's how I see it.
I don't know if Monk can fix it.
By the way, both quarterbacks,
maybe Zach Orr could.
Yeah, both quarterbacks threw the ball away on fourth and short. I guess they teach that because they both had it fourth and two or less, and they both threw the ball away on those occasions.
Are we even going to get a monkey business this week? I mean, I don't even know if they're going to let Monk. I mean, they might not. I don't even know that you could trust Monk letting him talk to the media.
Yeah, well, he'll be talking on Thursday.
Or he might just, Harry Carey. He might just fall on his sword.
Coming up next, by the way, Mike Bordas is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk Orioles with him. But coming up next is more Derrick Henry the answer. We will dive into that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.